Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Mile High Report Radio Horse Tracks. And now, here's what's happening in Broncos country.
Good morning, Broncos country. I'm Lori Lattimore-Volkman with Mile High Report, and this is your Horse Tracks for Wednesday, September 28th. Today begins the new week with a new opponent on deck. And for any old-school Broncos fan, it's your favorite rival to hate, the Raiders.
Do you know what it's like to really hate someone? I mean, really hate them. With a passion, a fury, a vengeance. You know what I'm talking about? Well, these guys do.
You gotta come on.
The Raiders and Broncos. They can't stand each other. Like good hates evil. And evil hates good.
The 2-1 Broncos will travel to Vegas this weekend to take on a desperate 0-3 Raiders. Oh, McGee, we miss you. Thankfully, the Raiders do not boast a top defense like the Niners, which should help this Broncos offense as it continues to find its way. Russell Wilson was able to make good things happen on Sunday night when he went off script and used his scrambling ability to throw off the Niners and move the chains. It's possible Coach Hackett will be a little more accepting of that kind of off-script play this weekend, given how it was the only kind of play that got the Broncos any yards and any scores on Sunday. It would be nice if the Broncos don't have to rely on a fourth quarter comeback after three quarters of subpar play, like they did Sunday night, but the reality is this offense is going to take a little time to gel. Benjamin Albright of KOA, Broncos Country. Benjamin Albright of KOA and Broncos Country tonight did a little research to consider how well Aaron Rodgers and also Matt Ryan did their first couple of games in this style of offense. It turns out that it takes 3, 4, 5, 6 games to really get comfortable. This is from Albright. In 2019, Aaron Rodgers struggled early with the same kind of offense. He was 57 of 93, pass completion of 62%, for 647 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 7 sacks through the first 3 games. Albright reported that Rodgers had a pretty good fourth week game, but then dropped back off for a couple more games before really getting into rhythm and getting in sync. Wilson, by contrast, this year is 63 of 106 for 743 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 9 sacks. So you may not want to hear that, Broncos country, but it should strike you as pretty good news. It means these early struggles are normal, and there's no reason to panic that our $250 million quarterback is suddenly incapable.
Like Aaron Rodgers, there's a play, and there's a play after the play.
Yeah, right.
And let Russ Cook is getting from the play to the play after the play. And that takes that communication. We've seen Aaron Rodgers struggle with trying to figure out, get everybody on the same page, get everybody kind of rolling. So to me, the idea that in the end of the September is preseason, everybody. Let's not kid ourselves. They don't even play in the preseason anymore. They don't even get together anymore. So this is the preseason, and letting Russ Cook is going to take some time.
However, the entire offense still has plenty it can clean up even while getting on the same page with scheme and rhythm, especially to beat the Raiders. Wilson had some highly suspect passes against the Niners that no one needs to watch ever again, and the receivers dropped several very catchable balls. Melvin Gordon put 2 balls on the ground, but thankfully recovered them, and the offensive line still had some holding issues that need to be corrected before heading to Allegiant Stadium.
I thought Russell was just unbelievable. I mean, when he started running around the pockets, you know, whether it collapsed, he stepped up into it instead of going backwards and was able to get some yards rushing and also at the same time, you know, some scrambles for some scramble drills with the players. So it was, hey, when we needed it, he did it. And that's what he does.
Aside from letting Russ cook, as so many, including me, are calling for, the key is getting the run game going. Here's a fun fact. Through the first three games, the Broncos have accumulated just over 350 yards of rushing. The Raiders, on the other hand, have not quite hit 250. This should favor the Broncos' strengths, both in its rushing attack as well as its ability to stop the run on defense. Here's a bonus fun fact. The Broncos receivers have caught 63 passes for nearly 750 yards in the first 3 weeks, while the Raiders have caught 60 passes for just under 600 yards. If the trend continues, the Broncos offense should be able to outpace the Raiders offense, while its defense should have no trouble.
We're so close. I mean, it's just, I've been a part of some good offenses, and I think we have a chance to be really, really great. I mean, I think with our guys, it's just, like I said to you guys last week, you know, in the red zone, we could have been 5 for 6, you know, over the past first two games. Didn't go our way. Sometimes in baseball, you swing and miss, and maybe hit a hard line drive, and they catch it. So that's just part of the game. You know, I think for us, though, once again, that defense is really good on the other side. We battled. Like you said, we knew it was going to be a tough matchup. But I'm excited because I can feel it.
Now, when it comes to the Broncos' defense, the obvious key this weekend is making sure Derek Carr and Devontae Adams connect 0 times. Although the Raiders are winless, their offense is not without big play capabilities, especially with Devontae. Just like last week, good downfield coverage for the Broncos begins with its pass rush. Randy Gregory and Bradley Chubb and the occasional Baron Browning need to keep pressure on Carr nonstop so his downfield vision cannot find an open Adams in time. Denver needs to take a page out of the Titans playbook that held Devontae Adams to just 36 receiving yards last week, and not a page out of the Chargers playbook where Adams torched their defense for 141 yards. When it comes to the Broncos defense, the obvious key this weekend is making sure Derek Carr and Devontae Adams connect 0 times. Although the Raiders are winless, their offense is not without big play capabilities. Adams has had 1 touchdown in each game, and the Raiders' offense has been far more prolific than the Broncos. Of course, scoring more than an average of 14 points a game is a pretty low bar. The key for the Broncos to solid coverage downfield begins with the pass rush. Randy Gregory and Bradley Chubb, as well as Baron Browning on occasion, need to pressure Carr nonstop so his downfield vision cannot find an open Adams in time. Denver needs to take a page out of the Titans playbook that held Adams to just 36 receiving yards last week, and not one from the Chargers who let Adams run wild for 141 yards. Okay, Broncos country, that's it for Mile High Report's Horse Tracks this morning. Have a great Wednesday, and go Broncos. Let's ride.